So we start off, and these are the rooms that really haven't been touched, but we've got fresh paint, new flooring, and new equipment in the older rooms. This is the nurse's station, the hub of the building.
Would you mind if I just...
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. What was your name?
I'm Anne.
And you're a nurse?
I'm an RN. Uh-huh.
And what do you think of the new renovations?
Love it. So much better.
Lots How has more it changed room. Your day?
We have more room to get things done, and the flow is, I think, now that the construction's over, definitely the flow is better.
How so, was it working here during the construction?
It was an experience. But we're through that, so we're looking at now living with what we have and really enjoying it.
That's great.
Yeah.
And the nurse's station has undergone some changes?
I think we expanded it a little bit and now made it so that we can go directly to the reception area. And so it's in the medication room is closer, and, you know, it's just a little bit better set up. So
this will be our pediatrics room. These are two more doctor's offices, so they're fairly close to the nurse's station, which is nice.
And are they now all upstairs?
Dr. Bergeron's office is still downstairs until we finish everything, and then he may move upstairs. Here's an exam room, and we have another exam room, and then we have a procedure room upstairs. So we'll have one procedure upstairs, two procedures downstairs, and two exam rooms downstairs. Okay, so when a patient comes in, they'll come into the front desk and check in with Sheena. She'll get them checked in.
Hi, I'm a clinic receptionist here at Petersburg Medical Clinic, and I'll be who checks you in when you come in Tuesday through Saturday.
And so this changed the front area?
It did. Sheena is the main check-in. People come straight in, check in with her. They'll go to the waiting room, and then one of our MAs will come out, get the patient, bring them through, weigh them, measure them, and then we'll do the loop either to put them in the exam room upstairs or even downstairs, depending on how many patients we have that day. And then on their way back out, they'll walk down the other hall, and they'll check out with Amber. So if they need follow-ups, we can go ahead and schedule them right there, as opposed to them leaving and then calling back. And then I'll just show you downstairs. We installed an elevator for patients that cannot use the stairs. So that's the new addition to it. This is our break room, which is still under construction. We're kind of using it for storage right now. It's a new part of the clinic. We didn't really have a break room. We didn't have somewhere we could go and make our lunch and sit down. And so this is a really nice addition, and we feel very honored to have such a nice, bright, pretty break room. And eventually we'll probably turn this into teleconference, any kind of webinars and further education with our staff, we'll have that down here. So there's some good things on the horizon for us. So. And so down here are two exam rooms. We have a restroom down here, two exam rooms, and two procedure rooms. So this is the size of an exam room. You know, they're a nice size exam room, but you'll notice the difference on a procedure room where the doctor, he has a light, he's able to get around the whole bed. So it just gives him a little bit more space for certain procedures. And as opposed to before, I think we only had one procedure room. I think it was an ortho room, and we had a lot of stuff in it. So it was really hard for the doctors to get around in it. And now we have these huge, spacious rooms, so it's very convenient for them to do what they need to do. The nurses can be with the patient, getting them ready. Doctor comes in, you know, he takes care of that patient, and then meanwhile, the nurse is getting ready another patient. So it's just ideal to keep that moving like that. So, yeah.
And that's where you see those really dramatic changes.
That's where you see the changes. That's where you're able to get in when you need to get in and see your doctor.
Did you change the colors of the paint at all?
We did. We do have some, I think they're called sunburst yellow, and we have a plum color, which is just fun to have new bright colors in here. We are in the process of contacting local artists to have artwork hung up in our clinic. We have a lot of very talented people in the community, and we would love to showcase their artwork. It's just overall a beautiful, beautiful brand new clinic.